Hi, this is Sandra of WIN International Ministries. I wanted to take a few moments to encourage you to keep your good faith in God, for no matter what is not going right in your life, God has something right for you that is scheduled to come in your life at right times and in right ways. If you trust God, try not to worry. I know it might be hard not to worry if your bills are due, if your kids or family members are acting up, or if you are sick in your body or just sick and tired of being sick and tired. I understand how you feel, and God also understands how you feel. That is why I wanted to make this message just for you. I used to worry a lot. I used to fret a lot, and I used to complain a whole lot, but God let me meet people who helped me see that worry, fretting and complaining are all a waste of my time, energy and efforts. So because of these relationships God allowed me to form, I have been able to change. One time I needed a job real bad. I had no money, I had no one to help me, and I didn't know what to do, so I worried, and I worried a lot. I didn't have enough groceries, I needed new clothes, my rent was due, and I needed new shoes and a new coat. I checked my bank account, and I did not have enough money to meet my needs. I did not know what to do. My car had very little gas in it, but I had enough gas to make it to the store. So, one day I decided to go to the store, and I just happened to see a friend of mine's who I had not seen in a long time. The friend I saw told me that I should pray more so God could do more. I began to pray more so then God could do more. Shortly after I prayed, like I told you in one of my other messages, I met another friend who introduced me to Evangelist Wendy Evans. Evangelist Evans was offering small coaching classes at the time, so I had just enough money to pay the sign-up fee, so I paid the fee and signed up. One of the first things I learned in the coaching class is that Evangelist Evans said worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but then it does not get you anywhere. Right after I heard that, I got it. I said, you know what, that makes sense, so then why am I worrying if it is not doing any good and it is not going to get me anywhere? I begin to get so much better and see things so much better. I was able to land this job with WIN International Ministries. If I had not gotten help with my worry, I don't think I would be where I am today. Isn't it so true? Worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it gets you absolutely nowhere. So since worrying is useless, why worry? Why fret about what you can't control? Worry is also like a weight that presses down on you, and because of this, worry can make you tired. Worry can make you start to look old, and worry can cause a lot of health problems. Instead of worrying, I would encourage you to go to God in prayer. Pile all of your worries in God's invisible lap, then allow God to begin to sort out, change, fix, alter, or adjust whatever it is that has been worrying you. Matthew 6:25 tells you that Jesus understood worry so well until he had a scripture placed in the Bible. Matthew 6:25 tells us to give all your worries and cares to God, for God cares for you. Therefore, I encourage you, don't allow worry to hold you hostage anymore. God will help you begin to find ways to manage your worry if you are willing to follow what God reveals to you as He begins to guide. Sometimes what God has for you can't show up, because all of your energy and efforts are poured into worrying, so you don't have the capacity to receive, use, or maintain what God wants to release in your life. Maybe worry is one of the things that is blocking what God wants to do in your life. Why not release your worries to God and let Him control, fix, or alter what you can't? If you want to give your worries to God, repeat this prayer: Dear God, please help me give you my worries every day and every night. Help me release what I can't change and what I can't control, so that I can begin to improve in each and every way. It is in Jesus' name I ask and pray.